Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I just had a great idea for theme music for this segment, although it's too late to do it. But remind me, Hanson, we'll get together. But another gender-bending madness report.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read this piece. Tim Sandifer retweeted it. It's somebody wrote, "Science destroys its credibility by embracing critical theory." And it's about the going with there's no such thing as male or female and so many different medical things now. "The acceptance of fashionable nonsense is a threat to Enlightenment values and public health." And this person wrote this after having gone to a medical website in which they pointed out on the medical website that they don't believe there's such thing as male or female and blah, blah, blah. And he wondered,
you know, this is the best example I've ever seen of ideology trumping logic. It's astounding. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and the author of this piece is wondering why the scientific community is feeling the need to signal that they're on board with all this stuff. Is it about funding or what?
Fear?
Whatever's going on there.
Fear.
Yeah. That they've so quickly embraced that sort of thing. And I have noticed that on medical stuff, that they have the, "I'm filling out for my kids," and, you know, male, female, neither, both, or whatever. And it's interesting that medically speaking, you're...
Sure. There are hundreds of species of primates on Earth. Every single species has males and females that are easily discernible, except for Homo sapiens. What an idiotic notion. What a bizarre notion.
So this was making the rounds yesterday. Somebody put out a letter they got from their school. And this particular classroom is called the Manatees. It must be little kids. I know, like, my kids, when they're in kindergarten, one of them was in the otter class, and the other one was in the, I don't know, the foxes or something like
that. Sure.
They give them an animal mascot. And anyway, so these are manatees. "Hi, manatee families," this family got in their email box, because they have a kid in that class. "We wanted to take an opportunity to share some exciting news with you, though you may have already noted Mr. Powell's growing belly."
Oh, boy.
"Tristan is expecting a kiddo in mid-January. Of course, you may have some questions about what it looks like for the manatee class, so we wanted to share some FAQs with you as well." So they're sending an email home to the parents of kids in the class because the teacher is going to have a baby and be out for a while, which makes sense. Mr. Powell is having a baby. You may have already noted Mr. Powell's growing belly, it said here. The first paragraph is just kind of boilerplate stuff. Tristan is hoping to teach through December, might be out, blah, 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 substitutes, etc. Then the next paragraph was Tristan's journey. Tristan will be solo parenting by choice. A pregnancy has been a hopeful plan for at least a decade, and Tristan is thrilled that it's finally happening. Tristan will go by Abba, which is Hebrew for dad, and will use the pronouns he, him.
This is to the parents of little children who are in a school class.
How to talk to the kids. With preschool-aged kids, preschool.
Oh, my.
So, four-year-olds. With preschool-aged kids, we tend to wait to announce a pregnancy to the class until it's closer to the date, since we didn't want to create anxiety about a teacher being out. That said, you are welcome to chat with your child at home if you'd like. When we do chat as a class, we will prepare the kids for Tristan's absence and explain the reason in age-appropriate ways. For kids who may have associations with pregnancy and a certain gender, as in only girls / moms can have babies.
Right.
Tristan uses the language of, some boys have bodies that can have babies, and I have the kind of body that can have a baby. Isn't that cool? For other kids, manatee siblings perhaps, or manatees depending on how in depth you'd like to discuss this at home, Tristan shares simply about his transgender identity by explaining, I'm transgender, which means when I was born, my grown-ups made a guess that I was a girl. But when I grew up, I told everyone that I'm actually a boy. You are welcome to mirror this language at home. If you'd like resources and language about discussing trans and gender identity.
No, thanks.
We're happy to share some with recommendations. Please let us know if you have any other questions.
I would take my manatee out of that harbor and find them another one.
Gosh, and so the position that puts you in as a parent, if you get that, is, okay, I just let that slide. But then, you know, I've got my kid fully immersed in this language and belief and everything like
right,
that.
Right, right.
If I push back on it, with my kid, now the kid's into, and you don't have a lot of choices here, but now you're into the whole, well, sometimes teachers tell you things that are crazy or complicated or whatever. And, you know, now they doubt everything. So I, you know, but what are your choices?
I think, you know, with a preschooler, you have the luxury of you can let it slide. And then, you know, down the road when they can comprehend any of this stuff, you can try to talk some sense into them. But that is why the kids are being indoctrinated beginning in preschool and right through, you know, graduate school, to try to indoctrinate them. And no, don't buy that language. Don't use that language. It's ridiculous. It's bizarre. Nobody believes this stuff outside of academia and media. Nobody. Everybody reacts the same way you do. I'm talking to y'all. Thinking, wow, that's just crazy. And you know, I wish I had in front of me, I've read some just brilliant things, brilliant pieces of, you know, opinion written about how now there can be no effeminate men, gay men, kind of in the middle men. No, if you're an effeminate man, you're a woman. You were meant to be a woman. You got to get your penis removed and become a woman.
Please do not use gendered language address everyone.
I think we have to. Anyway.
Tomboy girls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's just unbelievable. So there's more. Is there more to that?
No, it's just they got that, you know, sent home from their school and...
So
that's where we are.
Mastectomies among transgender minors have exploded. What was a rarity, one major medical center performed this 5 times in 2013. Not 1913, 2013, compared to 70 in 2019 and hundreds now. One recent report claims this industry will be worth a whopping $5 billion by 2030 because, as Vanderbilt Clinic pointed out in that video that was released, these surgeries are a big moneymaker. And yes, I'm an activist on this question. Having raised, coached, and mentored quite a few adolescents through the years, the idea that a pubescent girl who's freaked out by her changing body and thinks, whoa, it's because I'm actually a boy. That's why my breasts, which were nothing and are now increasingly large, I'm super self-conscious about it. I'm not comfortable with it. I don't know what to do about it. It's a tough adjustment. I know I'm a boy and I'll get them removed. So child mastectomies have skyrocketed. And ladies, I would love you to weigh in, whether via email, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com, or text 415-295-KFTC. A girl's relationship with her brand new Hooters is a thing. Some girls are extremely uncomfortable, self-conscious. Some girls are super proud. They're like, yes.
You know, especially if you're like among the first in your class.
Oh, yeah. It's super complicated. It's a thing, as the kids say. It's not a nothing. Boy, I'm an eloquent fellow.
That's funny. I've never thought about this before because guys don't have the equivalent, really. But it's got to be something if you come back after summer and all of a sudden you've got, you know, something quite different about you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's the awareness of it is acute and never ending. And the idea that a certain percentage of girls are so uncomfortable with the post-pubescent themselves, or the pubescent themselves, that they would freak out and think, under pressure from teachers and activists and peers online, the rest of it, that I'm really a boy. You know what? I've always been a bit of a tomboy, as we used to call a athletic, more masculine girl. I'm freaked out at these breasts. I'm really a boy. And so they get permanently altered with expensive surgeries. It's just, it's terrible. On a related story, what time is it? Yeah, we got a second for this.
I suppose the closest equivalent would be the voice changing for boys, but certainly not the same. But I ran into Sam's best friend at the park the other day. And I said, hey, how's it going? He said, I'm doing okay. How are you? I was like, wait, what happened there? Yeah,
I don't think there is an equivalent among boys, because any sexualizing changes are 100% a positive for a boy. The minute they can make a pathetic attempt to grow a mustache, they will. If they've got growing muscles or whatever, they're starting to look more manly, they're proud of it. They're happy. And there's nothing as personal and sexual that's as obvious as a boy as a woman's breasts.
Oh, sure.
So anyway, speaking of Vanderbilt Clinic and those undercover videos that we played you, they weren't undercover. They just didn't expect them to get out, in which Vanderbilt was talking about how proud they are there in the Nashville area, performing life-altering permanent surgeries on adolescents and removing their breasts and altering their bodies forever, and bragging that this is a real moneymaker. And the other aspect of it was, hey, maybe you got some weak objection to this stuff because you're some sort of religious freak or something. You say anything, there will be repercussions. You know, we ought to play all those videos again sometime. But anyway, the headline is, and this is on CNN, Vanderbilt University's Medical Center's transgender clinic in Nashville has paused gender-affirming surgeries. They're sex change operations, okay? That's what they are. It's what they've always been. When I get open heart surgery, they don't call it circulation affirming surgeries, right? Get a prostate removed. It's not a cancer is gone affirming surgery. Please stop torturing the language. Anyway, they're pausing sex change surgeries for patients under the age of 18, according to a top executive. Republican Tennessee State Representative Jason Zachary asked Vanderbilt to permanently end those surgeries for children, for minors, posted a letter to Twitter he'd received from the chief health system officer, Dr. C. Wright Pinson. In the letter, Pinson informed the lawmakers that the nonprofit hospital is pausing the surgery as well. It reviews new recommendations. Move came amid pressure from Tennessee's Republican leaders, who sent a letter to the hospital last week requesting that they halt all gender transitioning surgeries on minors. Then there's some super liberal language here in CNN that we don't have time for. And they mention that the AMA, which is a far left organization. Did you know that? has agreed gender-affirming care is clinically appropriate for children and adults with gender dysphoria, which, according to the American Psychiatric Association, is the psychological distress, blah, blah, blah. They don't mention in this that Britain went 100 miles per hour in the other direction and closed their clinic, their government clinic that does this, and that most, if not all, EU countries have now advised against hormones and surgeries for adolescents. But the woke lunatics are still pushing it on poor, confused kids. And the number of kids who say, I got like a 10-minute cursory examination, then they told me to go get surgery. It's shocking. And I'm sorry, we're totally out of time.
Interesting that Europe is further along a lot of these things than we are now.
Armstrong and Getty. Armstrong and Joe Getty. I got
my sexy pants on.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, Babe Ruth, baseball player, probably the most famous athlete in American history.
George Herman Ruth, nicknamed Babe,
played for the Boston Red Sox originally, was a pitcher for them, and then went to the Yankees and was the greatest hitter of all time. A Red Sox teammate once said, I saw a man transformed into something pretty close to a god. Also talked about Babe Ruth's eating habits, which he called god-awful. According to Babe Ruth and the 1918 Red Sox, which is, that's 104 years ago, this player, Hooper, who was a teammate of Babe Ruth, said, Lord, he ate too much. When we were traveling, he'd stop and order a dozen hot dogs and just as many bottles of soda pop, stuff them in one after the other, then give a few big belches. And that would hold him for a couple of hours.
That'd hold him for a couple of hours?
Right. That's a half a dozen hot dogs and just as many bottles of pop. So six hot dogs, six bottles of pop, you belch and you're good for a little while. It's kind of like a snack.
Wow.
When Babe Ruth wasn't inhaling hot dogs, he was gobbling up cold beef while visiting manager Jack Berry insisted on devouring raw hamburgers. The Boston Post reported that according to Ruth's wife, almost every day he ate 2.5 pounds of rare beefsteak with a whole bottle of chili sauce.
2.5 pounds?
With a bottle of chili sauce?
Whew. Oh,
having an
Lord.
Audience only... What?
I can only think of the next day, the pain. Oh, Lord, the pain.
Having an audience only egged him on. During a six-hour outing in New York, Ruth had two massive dinners with two gigantic snacks in between. Each dinner consisted of two porterhouse steaks, a double order of cottage fried potatoes, two heads of lettuce, and two apple pies a la mode, the entire pies.
Wow.
Both snacks were made up of four hot dogs and four bottles of Coke, getting back
so
to
So between
snack.
Those two giant steak, potato, and salad and pie dinners, he had what?
Four hot dogs and four bottles of Coke.
Gee-money. The home runs were a minor achievement compared to the eating.
Right. He was Barry Bonds and Joey Chestnut.
Right.
Which is quite an accomplishment. And he would do them at the same time, which
yes.
is really quite amazing.
Do that, Aaron Judge, you skinny wuss.
I'm sorry I said that. Don't pound me into the ground like a railroad spike. Oh, giant one.
Man, I have thought this every time I've read or watched anything about Babe Ruth. You really can't hardly get enough information about that gentleman. What an amazing human.
Yeah, well, and the fact that he was the best pitcher in baseball when he was pitching. And then, you know, decided, no, I got to play every day. Wow. Wow.
I think I'll eat two entire heads of lettuce. Then two
well,
entire
with that
apple
much
pies.
A porterhouse steak in your gut, you'd need to just to keep things moving. You know what I'm saying? And a food baby.
So there you go.
Wow, the great Babe Ruth indeed. I mean, even if that's an exaggeration by a factor of two. Yipes. The great Mickey Mantle, of course, could drink any man under the table, often right. brutally hungover when he was setting all sorts of records. It was a different era, Jack.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
But resist, we must.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So Vanity Fair with a long article that you should read if you get the chance. It's very long. It's very interesting. I'm going to summarize it because it is so incredibly long. But they more or less got access to a Senate investigation and the report that came out of it. That while not completely nailed down, and it probably never will be because China has gone out of its way to hide it, really, really points in the direction of an accidental lab leak there in Wuhan and an attempt to cover it up by the Chinese. The specifics of it are interesting in a whole bunch of different ways. First of all, they get into the how there were, I think, 16 layers of Communist Party there. Of the Communist Party there in the lab where they do the most dangerous stuff practically on planet Earth in terms of studying viruses and trying to create viruses that are worse than the ones that naturally occur to see what they would do and how we would handle them. So that's its own, you know, this has been talked about a lot here in other places, the whole gain of function thing. Should human beings be doing that? Should we be creating things that aren't occurring in nature just to see what we would do if they did occur in nature? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I suppose it's
like shooting yourself in the foot to see how you would do in terms of taking care of yourself with a bullet wound or something. I don't know. It's a little
kind of sort of. I don't think it's invalid to want to develop a better understanding of how to combat novel viruses, which is what they would tell you they're trying to do.
But anyway. So in this particular lab where they did the most dangerous of the most dangerous, they got access to internal memos there in which the people that worked there at the lab, the Chinese that worked there at the lab, complained about the lack of money, lack of equipment, lack of this, lack of that. And also by looking at the paperwork, it was clear that they were so under the gun by the communist higher ups and the people in the lab. So you weren't just a researcher who was focused on, you know, analyzing a virus, creating it, trying to keep it safe. Your job, maybe primarily, was to please the Communist Party members in the lab with all these various forms you would have to fill out and show how that day you had forwarded the cause of the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, you had to write paper upon paper and do interview after interview explaining to people how you furthered the communist message that day. And by the way, why aren't you getting better results? We need to be the world leaders in this sort of thing, and we're falling behind to the evil Americans. So they're under tremendous pressure to have all these breakthroughs, while at the same time, just getting killed all the time with the bureaucracy of communism. It's really, the ultimate story out of this should be, forever, for everyone, similar to the collapse of the Russian military. That's communism for you. Same should be with the Wuhan lab leak thing. That's communism for you. They were so busy trying to serve the Communist Party and all the mess of the bureaucracy that is socialism that they weren't able to do their job correctly. But it would seem that it would leaked out, and then for a long time they were trying to cover it up to their bosses, and then their bosses were trying to cover it up to their bosses because everybody is afraid what would happen to them in the communist system.
Yeah, I'm looking. I did a little news search as we were getting ready to do the segment. It was almost 18 months ago exactly that Facebook reversed its policy and said, yeah, discussing the Wuhan lab leak theory is no longer completely banned from our platform, which led to it, part of the consensus anyway, of it being banned from any discussion anywhere because that was dangerous crackpot conspiracy theory stuff. And now you have a lefty publication like Vanity Fair going on at length. I remember Atlantic had an exhaustive piece saying, look, we don't know that that's what happened, but not only should it be discussed, it's a pretty likely looking scenario.
Well, the Jon Stewart view, remember when he got in so much trouble for going on Stephen Colbert and making his joke? The Jon Stewart view, that's Occam's razor at its finest. Oh, so the most deadly virus in world history it leaked out right next to a lab where they create the worst viruses in history, and you're telling me that's not what happened. Oh, that's interesting.
Well, not only that didn't happen, but you're not even allowed to talk about it. Holy crap.
Yeah. So what's interesting to me, based on reading this exhaustive story, is it's possible. So what did this cost the world total? The official death number, I think, is 7 million. But China lies, and India doesn't know. So those are the two biggest countries on Earth. So it could be twice that. So who knows? 7 to 15 million people have died for this thing. Something like $20 trillion so far. And who knows with learning loss and everything else that's happened? It's the biggest catastrophe, man-made catastrophe in the history of the planet.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it's possible there's one human being out there in China that knows that they did it. Isn't that amazing to contemplate that there's some woman or man who dropped a beaker, realized when she got home that she forgot to wash her hands, whatever, and started this thing and knows that they did. Imagine living with that.
Well, 2 points going back to the almost 18 months ago news coverage of the forbidding of the very discussion of this thing. They mentioned that one of the reasons that, for instance, Facebook and Twitter and all unbanned it was the Wall Street Journal reported that three scientists at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in late 2019 with symptoms consistent with the virus. And that, convinced people, well, at the very least, we need to be able to look at it and not cover up for the communist Chinese just because Donald Trump suggested otherwise. I thought that was a good reminder. And what was the other point I was going to make? What did you just say? God dang it, flitted out of my mind.
About one person being responsible for this and knowing they were?
Right. Thank you. Yes. That one person, until they were executed, could have explained everything that happened. There's no chance they're alive.
No.
If there are five of them, there's no chance any one of them is alive.
No, or at least not in prison. Right. Probably not even alive.
Under very close, protective custody at best.
We can link this Vanity Fair article because it looks like you can just grab it and read it without paying for it. But just let me read their summary at the top of it.
Please.
The Wuhan Institute of Virology, the cutting edge biotech facility at the center of swirling suspicions about the pandemic's onset, was far more troubled than previously known. Explosive documents unearthed by a Senate research team reveal. Following the trail of evidence, Vanity Fair and ProPublica provide the clearest picture yet of a laboratory institute in crisis. So again, they can't nail it down 100%. We probably never will be able to. The Chinese government has worked really hard to make sure that the world can't. But very, very troubled lab. Lots of emails, including one where the wording is really amusing. It's a, if something like a leak ever happened, it might be a good idea if we all, I mean, that's sort of where, yeah, where, according to Vanity Fair and the writer of this article, is like, this is where we think it happened, when they're kind of acknowledging to each other that it has happened. How are we going to deal with this?
Why, there's such a list now. Vanity Fair and ProPublica, solid left publications. Mentioned earlier, there's an opinion piece in the Washington Post saying that that New York Times editor who was fired for daring to run an editorial by Tom Cotton should not have been fired, and he was right all along. The Atlantic, which also leans left, certainly, you know, will have some conservative voices, but they have an exhaustive piece, Jack. You'll be gratified to hear this, that art museum director who got fired over a false accusation of racism. They have a big article about how incredibly unjust that was. So, you know, there's hope that people are coming to their sanity, at least to some extent. But I will tell you one thing that is beyond question is all of those cases, from the Wuhan to the editor to the art lady to all of it. How about you let the free exchange of ideas happen, because you have a terrible blanking record in deciding in advance what's true and what should not be allowed on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. You're not even allowed to discuss the idea that there was a lab leak, because that's so wrong. This person shouldn't even work because they're so evil. You people are terrible. And getting back to something I've said many times, do not grant anybody the awful and terrifying power of censorship. Don't. Everybody who's ever executed it or wielded that power has done it poorly.
How much different could it have turned out if the media, social media, everybody went full on trying to dig up the details on this, and the pressure that would have been put on China, on the WHO, early on to try to answer these questions, as opposed to giving them 3 years cover?
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, the opportunity's been lost is the short answer.
Certainly. Wow, that's absolutely incredible. The world has got to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
I forewarned you.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I like the idea of institutions of learning, whether we're talking fifth grade, high school, or college, where the very best, talented, most smartest people go. I like that idea. And it's not because I was ever going to get into one of these places. or my kids are likely to. It's not for that reason. I just think it's the best way to utilize talent in a country so you have a successful society. But some people think it's unless that particular school breaks down equally men, women, and racially, that it's unfair, so you can't have them. That's some people's belief. And that factored in with Lowell High School in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is one of the most elite high schools in America. And people would get their kids in there from all over the country that, like, had super smart, gonna be genius kids in there, get them into that high school to maximize their potential. But that wasn't any good. Anyway, let me read this report on this when they decided to change things. What happened when one of the best public high schools in the country changed its merit-based admissions policy? That's like you gotta reach certain requirements to get in, period, to a lottery system to try to make it more fair. Students' grades declined, and the school tanked.
Put fair in quotation marks.
Yeah.
There's nothing more fair than people getting what they have earned. But anyway.
Yeah, good one. That's a good one. That is fair. Students' grades declined. The school tanked in the national rankings. I have three times as many students as usual failing. Instead of one or two, I have 3 to 6, said a biology teacher at Lowell High School, telling the New York Times. I have some students who have done no work the whole first grading period. You think that happened very much when it was a merit-based system and it was like the achievers of achievers from around the country getting in?
So the parents, presumably, really want their kid to go to this formerly elite school and the kid gets there and does zero work?
But I'll get back to this New York Times article about it. But so did you think that, like, something happens by osmosis in the school, so if your average kid gets into the school, they're going to automatically be a super genius? Is that what you thought?
I don't know. I don't know what these people think. All they do is spout slogans and greeting card rhetoric.
Is that what they think? Or do they think the piece of paper is the thing, just like it is with a lot of your elite colleges? If it says USC or Georgetown, it automatically stamps your ticket regardless of what you've accomplished. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I have some students who have done no work the whole first grading period, said this biology teacher, who had contacted students, parents, and counselors. He'd offered extra credit points if kids came to see him for tutoring, and when he'd show up, he'd let them elect to retake the test. He tried to help organize study groups, only one student signed up, and circulated a list of websites, podcasts of his own creation, and other resources. I'm at the end of my rope in what I can offer, he told me. I don't think some of these students would be doing well at any high school, which makes me wonder why they wanted to come to Lowell.
Indeed.
A fellow teacher thought that the pandemic rather than the lottery might explain much of the change. I have to keep reminding myself that these guys were halfway through seventh grade when they left school. Yeah, I don't think that's it. I don't think.
It didn't help.
No, it didn't help, but I know some super achievers. I know what, I mean, like, I know kids that age who are the super achiever types and come from, like, you know, the, what do they call that thing? That Chinese woman, tiger mom sort of parents. Mm-hmm. They stayed on top of it during the pandemic. So I don't think in this particular crowd, that's what's slowing them down. I just know if you open up an elite high school to just random people, you're going to get a certain percentage of this.
Mm-hmm.
What's your argument for that benefited society somehow? Make an argument.
Well, I think they would say, gosh, what would they say?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't even come up with
what's the positive benefit? The fact that more kids of color went there and did what?
I don't know. I can't even make the I don't agree with it fanciful argument for this.
If a minority is underrepresented, that is by definition racism.
Right.
So you got to get more in, period.
And like I said, I wasn't going to be in any special smart kid class as a kid or an adult. and my kids probably aren't. So I'm not arguing for that reason. I just want the kids that, for whatever reason of effort in their brains, belong there, to have some place to go where they're surrounded by other kids like that and can achieve the maximum. It's good for all of us.
yeah, everybody wins in that scenario. As long as the entry, as long as the bottom of the hierarchy is open to all people and not, you know, there's no racism there or keeping people down, and there certainly isn't. There's the opposite.
Yeah, and you do have to keep an eye on that, because as we've seen with Harvard and USC and Georgetown era, these elite institutions were cheating like crazy to get the well-connected in, which keeps people that, you know, that's the opposite of a meritocracy. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, and then you add to that the fact that they've become giant, bloated bureaucracies that will import as many full rent-paying foreign students as they can get, using up the slots for taxpayers' kids.
Yeah, these teachers probably aren't going to say it out loud because they're probably Bay Area lefties at an elite school and everything like that, but imagine you've been teaching your whole life, you've been teaching biology to the top nth percent of smart kids in the country, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with just the average person. It's got to be quite shocking to you. What do you mean you're not going to do any work? You haven't done anything. I'll give you a chance to make it up. And then they just don't even show up.
Right. Yeah. How is that a win for anybody?
I don't know. It hurts my heart. That sort of thing.
You know, I'm still resentful by proxy that a young woman I knew, who was a valedictorian of her high school, charming, great extracurriculars, just unbelievable kid, could not get into her University of California school of choice. They told her, pound sand, go to hell, we got no slot for you. How many foreign nationals enrolled that year in that university? Many, many of them, many, many, many. Oh, well, it's good to have international perspectives. Yeah, I get that. But the idea that a taxpayer's kid who was lived, you know, an hour away in traffic from that elite university, there's no room for her. I'm still pissed off by proxy.
Yeah.
She's doing fine. Of course she is, because she's that sort of person. But it's so crooked.
I have a, I feel more like a loser today than usual. I have a hole in my sock. And every step I take, I feel it.
You know, the Venn diagram of winners who have holes in their sock, there may be some overlap.
Ain't much, though.
Not much.
Now, it's a sign your life is not going well if you're walking around through the day with a holy sock.
Well, you're very busy. That's a significant layer. You're very, very busy.
And I don't mean holy like, you know, go with God. Or yeah,
this sock was worn by Saint Matthew on his way to minister to the sick.
No, my life, it's kind of like when I used to say about the cracked screen on your iPhone. That's a sign your life's not going well. at least I can hide this from people. It's only internally that I know my life is not going well as I walk around feeling my bare skin on the bottom of my shoe.
Oh boy,
it's just a low rent, man. It's low rent.
What was it? I think I said this. The cracked phone screen is the missing front tooth of the 21st century.
Yeah, or it's kind of the hickeys of. It's kind of like having hickeys. It's just you got a certain lifestyle going.
Yeah,
you got your cracked phone and your hickeys and your holy socks and you own a pit bull. I mean, it's just
that's an unfortunate stereotype. The Staffordshire Terrier is a fine breed and very loyal. There, now you don't have to write your damn email.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late. I'm late. Very, very important.
couldn't be.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.